We are learning Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Omer Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top. Hani Briyoni, the Hava B'Shevusei the Rameya. There was these, Rashi calls them Pritzim, no good people. Rasham, they were in the neighborhood of Rameya. Hava Kamatzaru Leituva, they were bothering Rameya a lot. Hava Kaboyi Rameya Rachmi Eloi. Keheche de Lemusu. Rameya was davening that they should die. They were Rasham, they were bothering him. Rameya was dying, was davening they should die. Omro Lei, Beruria de Visu. His wife's name was Beruria. Beruria was the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. She was a very chosh of a lady, convoyed in other places, and she knew how to learn very well. Omro Lei, Beruria de Visu. My daitra, why do you want to kill them? Meshum de Chsiv, Yitamu Chatom mina Oratz. Sounds like, you know, you're davening that the Chatom should die. Miksiv chaytim doesn't say the chaytim is chatoim ksiv. It means you're asking, let's get rid of the chatoim. That's number one. And number two, va'oid shvil sefer dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. It says v'shoyim eid einam. Given the yitamu chatoim, if it meant that you're killing the rishom, so it's repetitive. Rishom eid einam, that we just kill them. Obviously not here. Eli, you know what the pasuk means? It means that you should daven that you should do tshuva. And means the not the choytim, the chatoim. You should daven that the chatoim should stop, and therefore there won't be any rishom anymore. And leboy rachma loyd lahadru b'shuva rishom aydenim. Then there won't be any rishom. Ramey was learning gitamu chatoim mina aretz meant let the people who choyte die, the rishom die. And she says not the way to teach it. The way to teach it is let the chatoim, the vaveris, disappear from the world, and then you won't have rishom. Let the b'shuva. Boy Rachmoloi, Hitaka changed his tefillas and he davened for them. He should do tshuva, v'hadu b'tshuva. Then Hitaka chayes b'tshuva. I'm going to bring it on a ma'isa with Beruria, not with Rav Meir, but with a different person. Amalei hu tzeduki le Beruria. Ksiv says in the pasuk about Klal Yisrael, Roni akara lo yolada. Rejoice the akara. Akara, the lady doesn't have children. So let the akara who doesn't have children rejoice. So he asked her, what's pshat in this pasuk? Mishum lo yol de Rani, if Isha is akara, she should be happy. Amrale shatya. So she told him, Shaita, shvil a sefer dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk says, the chsiv ki rabim b'nei shemeima b'nei b'ula, that the b'nei shemeima, which means the children of Yerushalayim, which is destroyed, has more children than b'nei b'ula. So it can't mean a regular akara, because they have more children than the b'nei b'ula. Amar Hashem. Elamaya kar layada. So what does it mean akar layada? Roni Knesset Yisrael shadoim ishya akara shalayada bonim legehenim kavisayu. It's saying rejoice Klal Yisrael that you didn't have children like the Romans or like the Edom. You didn't have children like the Goyim which are going to get killed. They're going to Gehenim. Mashenkein, our children are going to Gan Eden. That's what it means. Roni akar layada layada kamay hagoyim. They didn't give birth like the Goyish children.
She wasn't talking to the
tzaddiki. What? She was.
She's saying
Kavasaiko. Yeah. But she was talking to, in the pasuk, it sounds, B'nei Shemei, B'nei B'ula, it sounds like we're talking about the children of, Yishai is talking about the children of the Churban. That's in the pasuk of Yishai, it sounds like we're talking about them. But that's the Hemshech and the Psukim. Rabbi B'nei Shemei, B'nei B'ula. Omle, he says Karasafi, right, he says like him, which he putting him in the same sentence as the Goyim, Echanam. Omle, who tzduk the Rabbo, Ksiv Mizmo Adav, Baruch Pnei Avashon Benoi. It says in one part of Tillim, which is earlier on, this is in Perek Gimel, it says Mizmo Adav, Baruch Pnei Avashon Benoi. He had a Mizmo when he ran away from Avashon. Ksiv, Ledavid Michtam, Baruch Pnei Avashon Benoi. And Michtam was Lashon of a Chashav and Mizmar. So there he says, this is much later, this is in Tehillim Nun Zayin, he says, David Michtam Bevach Rei Shal Ma'ara. Which Maisa was first? The Maisa of Shal or Maisa of Shalom? The Maisa of Shal was before the Maisa of Shalom. Maisa of Shal was right when David was becoming king. Mashaykin of Shalom was much later. So hey Maisa have a Reisha, Mechti, Maisa Shal have a Reisha, Lichtei Reisha. So in the order in Tehillim, it's out of order. Avshalom is in Perek Gimel. And the capital about Shaul HaMelech is in Nun Zayin. So it was out of order. That's a Tzeduki answer of Avol. Amalei, Atun Nilei Darshinun Smuchen, Darshinun Smuchen, you who don't Darshin Smuchen, Kashlu Yuchu. You have this question. Anan, the darshinim smuchim, us, the chachamim, who darshin smuchim, like kashalon, we don't have this kasha shver. And we'll explain the smuchim in a second. So first of all, where is the makar that you darshin smuchim? Smuchim means, in the Torah, if you have two things next to each other, you make a drasha. Don't have yechman, smuchim in a Torah 9, how do you know you darshin smuchim? Shenema, the pasuk says, smuchim la'ad la'oylom asuyim be'emes v'yosha. And we touch the pasuk saying that by divrei Torah, everything is very neman, and you make the darshan smuchim, and they're done by emes v'yosher, and for tzairich. Everything in the Torah has a cheshbin, and it's all emes v'yosher and straight, and that's why smuchim is something you darshan. So now he's saying once you darshan smuchim, we understand why it's in Perek Gimel. Why? Because lama nisbuch a parsha of shalom parsha goy gemagoy. Perek Beis, like we learned before already, is about the mechemes goy gemagoy. It says lama rokshu agoyim there. It's in the parak of goy gemagoy. It says why was parsha of shalom next to the parsha of goy gemagoy? Shem yoyimel lecha adam klum yesh eved shemardu berabai. Because in the parasha of Goy Gemagoy it says, Nostu yachtav al Hashem v'al Mashiachai. It says that Goy Gemagoy are going to try to go against Hashem and his Mashiach. So, is the Adam, Klum Yash Eved Shemar B'Rabbi, it's possible for Eved to marry B'Rabbi, which is over here, is the Goy Gemagoy being married in Hashem. So, Abat Ha'imeloi, Klum Yash Ben Shemar B'Rabbi, this is the son rebelling against his father. Elahava, what's the story? By Ava Shalom, Hachanami Hava. So the reason why it says next to each other is it's saying don't have a kasha on Goy Gemagoy. How is it possible that he rebels on a connected Hashem? We find a ben can be rebelling connected father by Ava Shalom, and the first already deal with it's like why is this special Goy Gemagoy? Pari also said mi Hashem, and others also over the Dervish tried to be married in Hashem. So the way that Tzlach learns here it says Al Hashem v'Al Mashicha. You never find Shaloshin. It's a strong lashon of someone trying to marry connected Hashem. Om Rav Yechon Hashem Hashem Veichoy. May dechsev pia pascha b'chachma v'seres chesed ala shayna. Can me Omer Shloimeh mikrozeh? Who does Shloimeh say this pasuk? Connected? Who does he say this pasuk that his mouth is open b'chachma and teres chesed ala shayna? Loi Omru al connected David Aviv. He said this connected his father David, who was Pia Pascha Chachma, we'll see how Shadar B'chamisha Elamim, that over he had five stages in his life. We had different stages. We'll see when he's in his mother's womb and when he's a baby. He had five stages. V'Amashira, and when he was alive, he said Shira for every stage of his life. He had a special Shira for each stage in his life. Darba may imay. So of course it doesn't mean that while he was in the mother's stomach he said the Shira. You're saying connected that time he said Shira. Darba may imay. For the time that he was bemate in his mother's stomach, va'amah Shira, he said Shira. Shnema baruch nafshi es Hashem v'chol k'roi v'Hashem kachoy. My nefesh will bench Hashem v'chol k'roi v'Hashem kachoy. So k'roi v'Hashem is lashon of k'rvayim in the insides. Yotzlava Olam, once he was born, when Estakel Bechavim Mazalos, and he saw the stars, Vama Shiro, what's the said Shiro? There's a second Baruch Nafshi, Shnema, the second Shiro. Shnema Baruchu Hashem Melachav Gebari Kayach, Oysa Devar Lashmaya, we call Devarav, Baruchu Hashem Kol Tzavav. And Kol Tzavav is the stars. So here, that was the second Baruchi. The first Baruchi was Baruch Nafshi called Karaivai, which was connected when he was in the mother's stomach, and the second Shvach the Rebishto was this pasuk. It says Baruch Hashem Kol Tzavav. Yoinke Mishtei Imai, when he was nursing from his mother, Mestakel B'Dadeha, and he saw the dad and Mama Shira, and he said Shira. Why? Now the pasuk brings a raya. First, Baruch Nafshi Hashem Val Tishkechi Kol Gemulav. I'm not going to forget all the good he gave me. My Kol Gemulav. I'm Ravo Sheasa Lo Dadim V'Makam Bina. That Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu created the dadim in the Makam Bina, which means near the heart. The heart is the Makam Bina. Time am I. What's Taka, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Dadim in the Makam Bina? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and that David HaMelech was giving Shvach Ba'edah HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Kadesh Yistakel Makam Erva. First of all, that the baby shouldn't be Mistakel Makam Erva. That's why he put it in the Makam Bina, not Makam Erva. And the second reason, Ramasta, I'm Akash Yinek Makam Hatinaifis. They shouldn't eat from the Makam HaTinaifis. And the idea is, over here, we'll see this latest idea, that there's two things that a person should mekadesh himself that are called kedusha. Like in Ram Hilchas Kedusha, it talks about Hilchas Ishus and Hilchas Macholos Asuros. So legabe the food, he was no mokim tonifus. And legabe tznias, it wasn't a mokim erva. We're going to find such an idea, Amad Bey is awesome, Yat Hashem. Re'ev and Palasim show. So we already have three stages. We have the first Baruch Nafshi is Me'imai. Second one is when he got into the world and sort of stars. Third thing is when he was nursing. The fourth Shira is Barop Palasim show. He saw the Mapala of the Rishon. Vamashira. Shenema Yitamu Chatoim Menoretz Rishon Oid Einam Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem. There's no more Rishom. The Rishom are getting punishments, and that also got a shvach. Baruch Nafshes Hashem. Hallelujah. The stack of Yerem Misa, he saw the Yerem Misa of Mashiach. Hashem, Baruch Nafshes Hashem. Hashem Elikai Gedalta Ma'oid. It's very big. Ha'id about the Levashta. So my mashva Yerem Misa now. How you know what's going on the Yerem Misa? So far, it doesn't sound anything. Yerem Misa. Amar Rav Ashila, Masefer Diyana Chsev. At the end of the pasuk says. At the end of the parasha, it says, "Tas taster panecha yibahelun toisef rucha yigvaon velafaram yeshuvim." I think that's the end of the pasuk, and you see it has to do with misa. Tas panecha yibahelun toisef rucha yigvaon velafaram yeshuvim. It says they went back to the afar. So, see this idea that this has to do with misa. So that's the five baruchi, the shvach v'karis baruchu. We call it five baruchi nafshi. One of them doesn't say the word nafshi. Rav Shimon bar Okva, v'Amrila ma Okva, v'Shchir kamei Rav Shimon bar Pazi. Rav Shimon bar Okva, or is ma Okva himself, used to come and visit Rav Shimon bar Pazi alone. Rav Shimon bar Pazi was a masada of Agarata, v'Av masada Agarata kamei Rav Shimon bar Levi. Rav Shimon bar Pazi was a big baki in Agarata. He was the masada of the Agarata in front of Rav Shimon bar Levi. Amalei, so ma Okva asked Rav Shimon bar Pazi, ma'idichsiv. Baruch Inafshi as Hashem, Chol Kroi Vayashem Kachoy. What's beyond this pasuk that says that my nefesh will give shvach to Hashem, Chol Kroi Vayashem Kachoy? I'm like, Boreish Loikmis Kodesh Baruch Hu Mabiz Vasodom. We're going to dash in the words Kroi Vay over here. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not like a person. Miz Vasodom, Tsar Tsur Gavi Kaisel, maybe he's a big artist and he can make a beautiful picture of a person on the wall. But the Eni Yochel Hatel by Ruach Unashama, he can't put in any ear into it, and Oshama, or Kervayim, or Nemayim, he can't put any insides, intestines, or stomachs. He can make a picture, but that's it. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Enikain. First of all, Tzar Tzura V'Soyach Tzura. He can make a picture in a picture. He makes a Tzura. He creates a person in a person's body. Umatl Baruch, Neshama, Kervayim, Nemayim, and he puts inside it intestines and stomachs, and Neshama, and Ruach. There's no one as holy as Hashem. There's no one besides for him. There's no rock like Hashem. What's also my ain tzur? He's dash a little different. My ain tzur kalakenu ain tzayir kalakenu. There's no artist like our God. Which means you can't outlive him. If he creates a nice piece of furniture, that furniture will outlive him. But Kodesh Baruch Hu outlives his meisim. So he asked him, Pshat and Pasuk, Chol Kroi Vay Hashem Kach. And he answered that Kroi Vay is referring to the intestines and that Hashem could put intestines into the Tzura and we can't. But I'm like, no, I had a different question. This was my question. Who are the five Baruch Nafshi said Keneged? So he answered a different pshat. That's Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged HaNeshama. And we say five similarities between the Neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Neshama Taka is a Chelek Mal. And we'd say five similarities between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Shama. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Malakai Lama Shama Malakai Kol Guf. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, then the Shama fills the whole Guf. Number two, Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Roya Vein Nira. He can see, but he can't be seen. Af Shama Roya Vein Nira. Ew and a Shama can see, but can't be seen. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Zonas Kalam Kula. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world. Af Shama Zonas Kol Guf. Ew and a Shama sustains the whole Guf. We got not Zeicha to this. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up, to Shemayim, he didn't eat for 40 days. How did he sustain himself? His guf was still there. Teretz says the neshama has a power to sustain the whole guf if you're zoich l'kach. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tara, af neshama Tara. Shuzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tara, neshama Shuzo Tara. And Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosef, v'chadu chadorim, Shuzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the inside of the inside room. Af neshama Hashem, v'chadu chadorim, neshama also is inside the inside room. And the Baruch Hu Nafshi goes like this, Yavoi, Mish, Yashbech, Mish, Yashbech, Mish, Yashbech, let the neshama, the nefesh, which has these five things, Mishabeach, Mish, Yashbech, Mish, Yashbech, Mish, Yashbech, and Mishabeach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has these five things. So I think more about that. Now we're going to discuss for the next few, nice few lines about Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yoshio HaNavi. Now Chizkiyo HaMelech did not get married, and he was deserving of an einish of Misa. And we'll see why he didn't want to get married, but he didn't get married. Omer Rav Amnuna, Mai Dechsiv, Mi Ka Chocham, Mi Yedeya Pesha Dava. Who is a Chocham? Who knows how to make a Pshara? That is like, that's going on in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mi Ka Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shi Yedeya Lassis Pshara, Ben Shnei Tzadikim. He can make a settlement between two Tzadikim. Ben Chizkiyo L'Yoshiyo, Yishayo HaNavi. Chizkiyo Omer, Chizkiyo said, Leisi Yishayo Gaboy. They knew it was a tain on him. There was a tain on Chizkiyo. He said, you know what? If there's a tain, let Yishaya come visit me. I'm the king. The Hachi Eshchem El Yo, we find El Yo Hanavi, the Ozer Gabi Achav. He went to the king Achav. Achav was a Rasha. And still, he came to Achav. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk it says about El Yo Hanavi, V'yelich El Yo, L'haris El Achav, V'arav Chazak V'shaimrav. And so, but Yishayo said, no, I'm a late Chizkiyo, the Gaboy, let Chizkiyo come to me. The Hachi Eshchem, the Yahurim, and Yahav, the Ozer Gab Elisha. They were handling a war against Moav, and they went to Elisha. He went to Elisha himself. So the Machlaikas over here, they couldn't get together over here.
Why didn't they come together?
Because Chizkiyo was deserving of an Einish, and because he didn't get married, so they had to meet each other. The problem is that they each were saying, I'm not going to you. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He made a pshara. Ma'az Kodesh Baruch Hu, Havi Yisur Ma'chizkiyo. He made Chizkiyo sick. And now, we have to go to visit the chayla. That's the kuliyama, but the chayla doesn't go to the person to get, he goes to him. So here, there was a pasha, he went to the chayla. Shenem v'yom mehem chola Chizkiyo lomas. Chizkiyo was deathly sick. V'yom v'elov Yishiyo ben amoy tanovi, v'yom v'elov koyama Hashem. Tzav lebeischa, give a tzavot to your house, kimei sato, v'loy sechaya, you're not going to live. Now, my kimei sato, v'loy sechaya, why, what does that mean? What's the double lashon? Mei sato, v'loy sechaya. Mei sato, v'loy lemazeh, v'loy sechaya, v'loy sechaya. You're getting oynish. You're dying in this world, not going to live v'loy l'abo. Omele, my kuli hai, what happened? What's pshat? Omele, I'm shun le sakta per revivya. You weren't oysek in pru revu. Omele, I have a reason why. You know the reason? I saw in Ruach Chodesh that out of me there come children that are not Royu. We know that Menashe, who was from the biggest Rishonim at his time, he did tshuva, but Menashe came out of Chizkiyo. So he saw this Ruach Chodesh, he said, I don't want to have children. I don't have Menashe. There was also a girl, I think. I'm not sure. There was another kid also, besides Menashe. Amalei, so Yeshaya told Chizkiyo, Bahadi Kafshar Rahman Allah Malach. What do you have to do with the secrets of Hashem? My demifkad is a boy little mebed. You have to do your tzivui, which you have a mitzvah prevu, you do that. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do, he'll do. But your mitzvah is to do prevu. You have to do your mitzvah. You don't get into Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesbonos. Amalei, Hashta, that's true. Have the baratach. Let me at least marry your daughter. After the garments, chusa, the deep the dark, and after giving up the valley. Maybe the both of us chusim together will cause us to have good children. Amalei, so Yishaya said, "Kvar nigzer lo gzeira." It's too late. You're dying. The gzeira was given already. Amalei, ben amoy, it's kalena boascha. Stop saying over your vuv. But saying, go out. Kach mekablan beis avi abba. This was mekabel from my grandfather. Afilu, probably David HaMelech, Afilu cherev chadam unachas ha-tzavari shel odom, al yimna'at me'arachamim. Even if someone has a sharp sword on his neck, don't stop davening. Itvanami, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Loz, Dom Ritavau, Afilu cherev chadam unachas ha-tzavari shel odom, al yimna'at me'arachamim, don't stop davening, shnema, hein kalini lo yayachal. Even I'm being killed, I'm going to hope and daven to Hashem. And the end of the story, Taka, was that he did marry Yeshua's daughter, but Lamaise, he did have Menashe anyway. The schusim didn't work. But he did marry Masiyahu's daughter, and he did get better, like we'll see. The Gemara continues.